The colourful town of Springfield. In school, Bart writes out lines on the blackboard. My pen is not a booger launcher. As the bell rings, he zooms off on his skateboard. At the power plant, Homer leaves after another day's work, unaware of the plutonium wedged in his clothes. Baby Maggie's accidentally scanned and bagged at the supermarket checkout, while Lisa gets kicked out of music class for improvising on her saxophone. Homer feels the plutonium down the back of his shirt and throws it out of his car window, just as Bart's skating along a busy pavement. Maggie turns a toy steering wheel in her car seat, then she and Marge both toot their horns. Back home, Homer narrowly avoids being run over by the entire family. In black and white, they sit on a construction girder high above the city, eating their packed lunch and watching TV. Created by Matt Groening, developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon. Homer comes out of the house, feels around in the dustbin, and lifts Maggie out of it.
Glory, hallelujah.
A sign on the treehouse door reads, "The Hole in the Underwear Gang, No Girls." Inside, Homer, Milhouse, Martin and Data sing, while Nelson plays banjo.
Because she's dead.
Mr. Secretary, can you read the minutes of our last meeting?
Girls are yucky, seconded and carried. A fart was detected. Martin denied it and so was ruled to have supplied it.
Good. Security officer, anything on the scope?
Martin watches the dry cleaners, where comic book guy's picking up his superhero outfits.
These bat pants have been shredded by the Riddler. No, just your ass. That's what I call my ass.
Oh, Lisa's having a tea party.
If I understand the female mind, and I do, they're plotting against us.
We've got to get audio.
Ah, I'm on it.
Data holds a string and can.
Janie, more tea?
Operation Ladybug is a go. Over.
Today, Balthazar would tell us about global warming in the land beyond the rainbow.
Each year, we lose 7 species of gumdrops.
Lisa, this is your mother.
The doctor says your butt's too big.
That's not Mom.
Oh,
someone is spying on us.
She pulls the can and the boys pull back.
No one told me they'd be pulling.
Their tug of war rocks the tree. Then the treehouse falls out and they all hit the ground.
Skinned elbows. All right, time to score some pity. Mommy!
Don't worry, son. I'll build you a new treehouse. One so grand it'll be an affront to God himself.
Can it have a rope ladder you can pull up after you?
Only if it's an affront to God.
In the car.
Hey, you passed the lumberyard.
Only losers buy wood. We're going to nature's lumberyard.
He drives off the road.
Isn't this dangerous?
It's okay, Bart. This track has been abandoned since 19...
The approaching train comes off the track that they've been taking sleepers from, flies and twists through the air, then lands on the rails again further down the line.
Nothing beats flying across the country on a train.
I'm impressed that you drew up blueprints, but these are for a go-kart track.
Did Frank Lloyd Wright have to deal with people like you?
Actually, Frank Lloyd Wright endured a lot of harsh criticism.
Look, I have no idea who Frank Lloyd Wright is.
You said his name 2 seconds ago.
I was just putting words together.
Homer's cutting wood when Bart blows sawdust in his face.
Gotcha.
Well, two can play at that game.
Oh, that's it. You are going down.
Bart throws a wrench and powered sander at Homer. Then when he trips and falls, Bart fills his mouth with sealant from a gun while Marge watches.
That treehouse is never gonna get built at this rate. Time to call in the pros.
She rings a cowbell, and distant Amish stop working in a field.
Didst thou hear that, Isaac?
Aye. Someone needs the Amish to the buggy mobile.
They run over to a horse-drawn cart. More Amish in a tub of water stand up in their clothes, and one fighting the devil in a barn runs off. At the Simpsons, they work together to build a large treehouse.
Oh, the Amish are so industrious. Not like those shiftless Mennonites.
Roll them bones. Three craps.
Son, that treehouse is gonna be bigger and better than ever. It really restores your faith in helpful weirdos.
At the grand opening, Lisa and Maggie wave torches in the sky like laser beams. A large catered party's taking place, and Bart's greeting guests.
Bumblebee Man, meet me at the soupy house. Reverend, love the cassock. Mole Man, looking good.
Very nice. Did you do the wiring yourself?
Heck no, the Amish did it. Who knows more about electricity than the Amish?
The plug sparks, and the treehouse catches fire.
Watch your step! Don't panic! By going down the ladder, you're agreeing not to sue!
Homer's escape is cut off. Then an ice statue falls on him.
Head burning! Legs freezing! Middle! Very pleasant. Oh, thank God, the dog's here! Pull me free, boy! Don't be scared, you can do it!
He runs away.
Hey, where are you going? I'm your pal. I took you for a walk once.
Santa's little helper steals some meat while Homer passes out from the smoke. In the garden...
Family head count. Pointy, pointy, spiky, stylish. Where's Baldy?
Marge climbs the rope ladder, but it's on fire and falls down. The cat runs up the tree and jumps on Homer, pawing him to wake him up. Snowball slashes him.
Flames? Searing pain? A black cat? I must be in heaven.
Homie, get out of that treehouse!
Move the net under the window!
There's no net!
I always thought cats were just for losers who live in apartments, until my life was saved by this sweet little kitty. But as for you, Santa's little helper, you are a selfish coward and a bad dog. Get out and stay out!
Homer locks the cat flap.
Our little hero sure likes Kahlua and cream.
Quit following me, you coward!
You heard him, Fleabag. Get out of my bar, you're unsanitary. Oh, how precious, the cat sitting in my dinner. No, no, don't get up, sweetheart. I'll just pick around you. Here we go.
Long live the hero cat of Springfield!
Yay! I'm making you lasagna. You eat it up, like the cat in the funny papers. Because it's not so funny.
Today I can truly say, ich bin ein Fräulein. And I hereby rename Springfield Dog Park the Snowball 2 Municipal Cat Park, sponsored by Buzz Cola with Lemon. Damn, that's a lemony cola.
Santa's little helper watches from behind a fence.
Mr. Simpson, how long have you been a cat person?
All my life, Kent. I prefer cats up to ketchup. And to me, Yusuf Islam will always be Cat Stevens.
Terrific stuff. You must really love the Broadway musical Cats.
God, no, it sucks.
Seems like you're quite the animal lover. Do you have any other pets? A dog, perhaps?
Kent, let me make this perfectly clear. I have no dog.
Strong words. Strong words from a strange man.
Don't worry, boy. We'll get you out of the doghouse. Then you and Dad will be chasing butterflies together again.
Here's a role model for you, boy. Rin Tin Tin. He was brave on and off the screen. He was the first openly gay dog in Hollywood.
Rin Tin Tin attacks a German gun post, then bites Hitler's bum.
Ach du lieber! He bit me right in the axis!
See? Now that's the kind of dog you should be.
My old man!
The dog attacks him.
Grow a mustache, says the wife.
You look handsome, says the wife.
Needs beer.
He puts his burger down, and the dog eats it.
Why, you little...
Stop it, homie. That's inhumane. Use a choke chain.
Fine. I want you to sit there, look through the window, and watch me eat a ham. Marge, prepare the emergency ham.
Santa's little helper sniffs Homer's discarded beer can, tips it upside down on his nose, and drinks from it as a photographer walks past.
Ooh, this is the kind of shot you only get once in a lifetime.
Once in a lifetime.
This photo gives me an idea. We might have found our new Duff spokesperson. He's young, he's slim, and he can stand on his hind legs. Unlike our current spokesman.
Ooh. Duffman could use an eye-opener.
Take a hike, Duffman. You're a disgrace to the unitard.
You're firing me? But what about my children? Duff Girl and Duff Lad.
Oh, those were one-shot characters in a Super Bowl ad.
Oh, yeah.
According to this contract, we have to change his name to Suds McDuff.
I don't care if his name is Boney McDork. Just make the checks out to me.
It also says we will receive royalties in perpetuity, a bottomless keg of beer, and unlimited use of the Duff corporate jet.
Corporate jet? Oh, pilot, let's swing by Heidelberg and drop in on Oktoberfest.
There is no pilot.
Sweet. Welcome back to the family, boy.
Dad, 5 minutes ago you hated him.
Who are you, my biographer? Rusty, our animal today is the toxic pricker snake.
Very good. Now let me stand on my mark between the snake and its baby. Ah! Cut the commercial! Ah!
Hey, boy, this is your commercial.
Houston, we have a problem. This place is Dullsville.
Duh, how can you get the buzz during freeze-dried beer?
What? Huh?
A Duff rocket docks.
It's Suds McDuff,
where the shuttlecraft of genuine draft.
Bikini-clad women and Santa's little helper party with the astronauts.
Duff. The official beer of NASA, National Association of the Sellers of Alcohol.
Yay!
Why does a dog have human girlfriends?
People do crazy things in ads, like eating Arby's.
At the brewery...
9, 10 wads of cash. Your dog has sent Duff beer sales through the roof.
Boy, you're now second best in the family, right ahead of Marge.
There you are, old pal. I finally found you.
Who the hell are you?
Well, I'm this dog's owner. I raced him at the Greyhound track under the name Santa's Little Helper. Good times.
Well, he's not yours anymore. You threw him out on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, don't listen to him, Mr. Duff the Seventh. We took this dog in and loved him, and that makes him ours.
Oh, really? Well, this tape says different.
Kit, let me make this perfectly clear. I have no dog.
Dad, you can't let him take our dog.
My watch! I never even broke the wrapper.
Who's gonna eat my homework now?
The dog's driven away.
Okay, boy, fetch! What do you do for fun?
So, Suds, you're looking great. What, did you have a bath or something? Look at me, I'm talking to a dog! So, what do you think? If I keep talking over here, Kelly can't jump in, right? Come on, Suds, toss me a bone.
Poor Santa's little helper, he's overworked.
Suds, I hear you're doing game shows now. Gelman, roll the clip!
Things you buy at a dime store. Famous first ladies. Things your toothbrush might say.
She wins $100,000 and hugs Santa's little helper.
And later that day, you had a book signing.
His owner stamps his paw.
That guy exploits his pets worse than Bob Guccione.
Well, I'm afraid the law is clear, and Dad did renounce all claim to ownership.
But I miss him. He was my best friend.
Oh, there, there, boy. I'll help you get him back. He may have been a dirty, stinking coward, but show me a Simpson that isn't.
I'm not a coward.
All right, you're not a coward. And that's beside the point, because...
Look, to get our dog back, we need a plan.
A plan, eh? Okay, we'll use a plan.
This is where Duffman lives now, but I'm not sure we should go in there.
Mom, we need him for our plan.
I'm sorry, we have a 6-month residency limit.
Well, old Gil's gonna surprise you. I'll make something of myself, you'll see.
Cash for eyes.
Why are you used for anesthetic? A big mallet? Gee, I'm starting to have second...
Look, there's Duffman.
Okay, if you have 6 liters of blood, and your blood is 80% alcohol, how much alcohol do you have? Anyone?
Hey, Duffman.
Please, I'm not Duffman anymore. Just plain old Barry Duffman. Oh, yeah.
But we need you to be Duffman again so we can get our dog back.
But I like it here, helping less fortunate. It'll be a cold day in hell before I shill beer again. An icy cold, full-bodied, beechwood-aged, amber-hued, day in. Oh, who am I kidding? Where's my trademark headgear?
Yeah! You really are Duffman. Then I must be Jesus. Up and away! Yes!
Oh. Stay cool, hopeless drunks. Oh, yeah.
Beach volleyball.
Here's how we're gonna get our dog back. Dad'll pretend to drown and call for Suds McDuff to save him.
But he won't because he's too cowardly.
Oh, yeah. Once again, Duffman's mug will be the only one you chug. A lugger.
Give it a rest, Barry.
Sorry.
Now, to honor America, Navy paratroopers will jump from their planes and crown Suds McDuff king of Six Pakistan.
They jump out of fighter jets, land, and crown Santa's little helper.
All hail his royal Duffness!
This stunt costs $50 million.
Help! Help! I'm drowning!
Uh-oh, who will save that poor fat man?
I know who'll save him. The bravest dog in the world, Suds McDuff.
They remove his crown, sunglasses, cloak, and shirt. He walks down to the sea, dips a paw in the water, and runs back, covering his eyes.
That dog is a coward, and I know cowards.
Mother, I served in Nam.
Everything is going according to plan. I'll just keep thrashing around like an injured seal.
He's floating on a large can of Duff beer, but a shark circles underneath.
Now's your chance, Duffman. You can save my dad and look like a hero.
Don't send a Duff dog to do a Duffman's job. Hold on, sir. Soon you'll be filling your lungs with Duff, Duff Light, or new Duff Blue. Tap into the Peppermint Glacier.
He bounds towards the sea, but the shark's fin is circling Homer, and Duffman retreats again.
Are you there, God? It's me, Duffman!
Now let me think. How did that beautiful young naked lady in Jaws make it out alive?
The shark jumps in the air. Homer flees, and it lands on the can of beer, biting it and drinking its contents. It spits it out, then rolls on its back, drunk.
Check it out! That shark's wasted!
He's gone from predator to partier!
It rolls around on the shore.
The crowd's going crazy for that shark. Guys want to be him, girls think they can change him. Everyone, say hello to our new mascot, Duff McShark.
Duff McShark! Duff McShark! Duff McShark!
Well, Suds, looks like you're no good to me anymore. You might as well be with a loving family.
Oh, I missed you so much, boy.
It's good to have you back with the Simpsons.
I'm sorry I was ever mean to you. Marge, prepare the celebration ham.
All we have left are the earthquake ham and the condolence ham.
Marge, they're just hams, okay? Well, boy, now that we've got you back, I'm never gonna let you go again.
Uh-oh, Dad, I think he peed on the rug.
To me, that says I love you.
I think he left a big hug in your lunchbox.
Yeah, it's probably that stupid cat.
That cat saved your life.
What has he done for me lately?
He woke you up when you stopped breathing last night.
Yeah, but he ate the last can of tuna.
Dad, you ate the last can of tuna.
Everyone's against me.